Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We are located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're so glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is truly a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, Grateful to Know Him.
And wait, hoping, 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 and trusting ever till I reach that goal. And it's just beyond, oh, beyond the real, the real, the river. In
the cross.
In
the
wonderful rest.
Wonderful rest.
He'll give me
sanctified.
I said the Lord will give me glorious rest.
Glorious rest.
He'll give
everlasting rest.
Oh, rest.
To share this personal testimony. Since the first week in March, my faith has been challenged unlike it has ever been challenged before. And that song was my testimony. God told me, don't go to no new songs. Don't go to a modern song. You find that song. And that song has been singing in my head, singing in my ear. I've been playing it and listening and praying. And God says, I am about to give you rest in your soul, in your spirit, because it's already worked out. Come on and tell him again.
Yeah.
Look at somebody and say, get ready for peace of mind. Get ready to rest your spirit. All the things you used to worry about, God is getting ready to give us. A wonderful rest. Y'all, excuse me. If you knew my story, you would understand my praise. Lift those hands. Allow me to dedicate these services to my brother-in-law, Deacon Roy Wiggins. All I can say to him is that God's gonna fix what the devil thought could not be fixed. God is about to give you a restful spirit, peace of mind, joy unspeakable, joy. Now let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart, be acceptable in your sight. For you are our strength. You are a very present help in the time of trouble. And in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray. And those that love God, those who trust God's word, help me say amen. 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 Clap those hands as you remain standing. Stand with us as we read God's word. Can you bless the worship and arts ministry? Thank you. It was just a few days ago, I called Regina and says, I really need you to sing this song Sunday. No hesitation. She says, we'll work on it. They got here early this morning just to make sure that they rehearsed this. I'm here to tell you the Williams brothers and Mississippi Mass Choir, none of them have anything on the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road Worship and Arts Ministry. Thank you. Thank you. To the United Family Reunion, to the descendants of the Lang Zion Plantation, which includes my family, I was happy to be with you all on yesterday. My son DJ and I spent yesterday with you all and to celebrate. I don't know if I could have picked anything any better on the 250th birthday of this country than to remind others that everybody wasn't independent and free in 1776. Amen. It was 89 years later, 89 years after the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Frederick Douglass put it this way: on July 5th, 1952, Philadelphia, Frederick Douglass says, what does the 4th of July mean to slaves? But I'm glad to say it took a while, but whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Amen. Thank you. There's a word from the Lord that we want to share. We encourage you to get the bookmarks, invite you back on Tuesday night for just 1 hour. Amen. I'm so excited about this Tuesday night series called Living a Life of Gratitude. All year we've been talking about gratitude and being grateful. We're going to start on this Tuesday with the foundation of gratitude. It's real simple. Give thanks for everything. It's real simple. That's the foundation. 1 hour from 7 to 8 on Tuesday nights. Today we begin this brand new grateful series. Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 and verse 10. The New King James Version. I think we have it for you on the screen. We do. Thank you. We've had some technical difficulties since 8 o'clock, but I thank God. This morning at 8, Mother Jackson, we had to go back to old school. We couldn't put the scripture on the board. And I told some of them, you forgot how to look up scriptures. Used to be everybody came to church with a Bible in their hand, not with a phone in their hand. Amen. Some people with nothing in their hand. I hope it's in your heart. Okay, just amen. We've become so dependent on technology and on the scriptures being on the board. But it's important to hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against God. Philippians chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 10. Brand new series of messages in this grateful series. Paul writes in verse 8, yet indeed I also count all things lost. Somebody say loss. For the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Somebody say my Lord. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things. Somebody say all things. And count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. Verse 10, the middle of that verse, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Once again, the first clause in that 10th verse again, it says, that I may know him. That I may know him. For the next few moments, I want to speak to you from the subject, grateful to know him. Look at somebody as you take your seat and say, I am so grateful to know him. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Perhaps we all have at some point uttered the words, I am grateful to have known him or her. We all have either said those words or we've heard those words uttered or said. These words are usually said upon the passing of someone significant in our lives. Perhaps the person that we are referring to, or these words are referring to, that person during a particular season in our lives was very helpful in opening doors of opportunity on our behalf. Perhaps that person who those words are referring to was instrumental in helping us achieve some level of success, or even just bringing certain knowledgeable things to our attention. So when we hear the words, I am grateful to have known him or her, these are words of honor, talking about someone who has made a difference in our lives. The truth is, sometimes knowing the right people can open doors that may not otherwise be available. Doors that perhaps would not have been opened on their own. Yes, sometimes it is really who you know and not always what you know. Now, for references, I said to the congregation this morning, This is no excuse not to know something. Because you got a whole lot of lazy people who've never made it their business to know something or to do something and always rely on who they know. Who you know is a supplement to what you know. It is not a substitute for what you know. It is a supplement. So when you go to school, study hard. Do all you can. Make good grades. That's what you know. When you get out, perhaps God will put someone in your life that opens a door for you. That is who you know. That is important in this society. However, in today's message, God has given us the assignment to explore and discuss the importance of knowing, here it is, the, quote, ultimate right person. That is knowing our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Look at someone and say, that is the ultimate right person. That is the ultimate hookup. When you hook up with Jesus Christ, our personal Savior. But there is something far greater and more rewarding than knowing the so-called right people. And that something is having a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Particularly those of us who are people of faith, those of us who are believers, we recognize that knowing Christ Jesus is one of, if not the greatest reward in life. It supersedes every other blessing in our lives. You may know people of influence, but they mean nothing compared to Jesus. Amen, somebody. You may know somebody who helped you get ahead, but they mean nothing compared to Jesus. I don't know what you know about him. But Deacon Albert Simmons' mother, Maddie Harris, said, what you know about Jesus? This old country lady with limited vocabulary say, he's all right. See, some of you may have eloquent words about a whole lot of stuff, but if you have a relationship with Jesus, somebody know he's all right. So let me try this to make sure I'm in the right place. And excuse the vernacular, but I want to use the vernacular that she used and the songwriter used. What you, not what do you. They say, what you. Some of y'all country folk, I know I am. We were in the country yesterday. I've never seen so many gnats in my life. Amen. I knew I was in the country. Amen. I told somebody, they said, what'd you have for lunch? I said, I ate about 100 gnats, but I'm alive to tell it. Amen. So Mother Harris would ask the question, what you know about Jesus? Somebody in here know that the only reason you are surviving and breathing and alive today is because God has been on your side. May I preach up in here? Psalms 124, if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, where would you be? Listen, some of you went through something. I told you, I don't know if I would have survived the last 5 months if I did not have a relationship with Jesus. I now know what the old church meant when they got up Deacon Jay and testified, giving honor to God for keeping me in my right mind When I was young, I used to laugh at them until I got old and started raising a family and paying a mortgage, paying a light bill, and having to do with life problems. Now I know what it is to say, and for keeping me in my right mind. Somebody ought to help me give God a praise, if for nothing else. For keeping you in your right mind. The old church used to sing a song, he's a heart fixer and a, oh, y'all been to the country, y'all know it, and a mind regulator. At the Second Union Baptist Church, Andrews Road, Taylor's, Reverend J.R. Wilson, I was a Sunday school student. Deacon Brawley Golston used to sing, come and meet her. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help. I know if I withdraw myself from thee, tell me whether shall I go. Somebody know the only reason you are kept is because God has been good to you. Only reason you're not rocking yourself on some block wall in some institution is because God has been good to you. Somebody know that the only reason you woke up this morning with a piece of your mind is because God has been good to you. Somebody know the only reason you still have joy is because God has been good to you. Somebody, oh God, if nothing left, somebody owes God a hallelujah. Throw your head back. I'm too blessed to act cute. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm too blessed to act cute. Woo! And if you've been through what I've been through, you would not act cute too. I don't care who's sitting next to me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul's got to cry out. Woo. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. Woo. He's all right. He's all right. Woo. May I preach? When we speak of knowing him, we are not talking about an awareness of who he was and what he said. The noted author J.I. Packer, in the iconic book Knowing God, tells us that simply knowing about God is not adequate for a life with God. A whole lot of you know statistical information about God, but it doesn't mean you know God. A whole lot of people know things about me, but it doesn't mean they know me. They may know that I'm married to William A. Jackson. I'm the son of Andrew Charles and Janie Ruth Lumpkin Jackson. They may know that I have two sons. They may know some of the things that I've done, but it doesn't mean you know me. Amen. To know somebody, you've got to spend some time. Otherwise, you'll believe the okey yoke and the okey doke and all of the fake stuff that people put out. But if you know him, somebody know that God is a heart fixer. Somebody know that God is a mind regulator. Somebody know that God is a healer. Somebody know that God will keep you in perfect peace. How do we know that? Because we've been there. We've gone through that. Until you go through something, you don't really know somebody. Amen. Until you have to share some moments in the emotional foxholes Woo! Till you've seen somebody without their makeup. A whole lot of us get Sunday best on. Until you see me slobbing and crying, hands up in the air, say, Lord, I need you. I need you every hour. Ooh, Lord, I need, oh, bless me now. Ooh, you don't really know him. Knowing God also empowers us as believers to do great and wonderful things. We're told in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 32, the B clause, it says, the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. In other words, you'll be able to do some things and say some things. You will be able to tell Satan, get behind me. Satan, I know my God. You will be able to say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, because I know my God. You will be able to say, when my enemies and my foe come upon me to eat up my flesh, they will stumble and fall, because I know my God. You will be able to declare, I am blessed and highly favored. You would declare, I'm healed before you are healed. You would declare, I am delivered before you are delivered. Is there anybody know enough about God to know that he's a way maker? He is a healer. And so it is important that we know our God. In the text, Paul talks about the significance of knowing Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm almost done. No, it's hot up in here, but the word is even hotter. Look at somebody, say the word is on fire. Fan if you have to, do whatever you gotta do, but hear this word. At one point in Paul's life, Paul had it going on. Paul says in his own writings, I was somebody, a Hebrew of Hebrews. I sat at the feet of Gamaliel. I was circumcised the eighth day. I part of the Sanhedrin court. I had everything that anyone could ask for. Highly educated with a high quality education. Religious credentials and influence unlike anybody else. But to me, all of that was rubbish. These are his words. It's all rubbish. And he was willing, look at this, he was willing to give it all up for the joy of knowing Jesus Christ. May I ask you a personal question? Amen. What are you willing to give up for your relationship with Jesus? Some of you say you love Jesus, but you're not even willing to give up drinking, and you're not even willing to give up things that have been detrimental to you and to your body in order for you to know Jesus. If you love Jesus, you ought to be willing to give up something. Paul says, I gave it all up just to know him. When Paul spoke of knowing Jesus Christ, he was referring to having a personal, up-close relationship with him. Paul was not talking about what Peter may have told him he heard. Paul was not talking about what John perhaps wrote in the gospel written by John. But Paul was talking about what I know for myself. You can't make me doubt him, because I know, ooh, I've got some help up here this morning. I know too much about him. How many of you know enough about Jesus that folk cannot make you doubt him? And because he is delayed, it doesn't mean that it has been denied. Tell your neighbor, I know he's a healer, because I believe his word that said, by his stripes, we're already healed. I know that he would do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think, because he has declared it in his word. Now, it's one thing to believe his word, but it is another thing to have walk with him and talk with him. Paul, I call this a come to the garden alone relationship. Do you have that kind of relationship? Come to the garden alone. My father's favorite song. The lyrics go like this. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. And the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. How many of you can declare and decree that God has ever walked with you? David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I just need a few testimonies in here. All of you perhaps don't need or don't want or cannot stand up, but anybody who can just stand up or wave your hand and say, Pastor Jackson, I am a living witness that he will walk with you and talk with you. Anybody know that he will not leave you? Somebody say, it is of the Lord's mercies that I'm not consumed. His compassion faileth not. It is renewed every morning. Somebody ought to give God a praise, because you know his name. You know who he is. And when your back is against the wall, you know who to call. What's his name? Every now and then, woo, you've got to get to the rudimentary. You've got to go back to the basics. You've got to go back to what the old church did. And when we needed a breakthrough, and they would take us up in the prayer room, the old church mothers would spread the sheets on the floor. They would put you on your knees, and they would say, son, if you need a breakthrough. They didn't have a whole lot of theological, ecological, homiletical words in their vocabulary, but they had one name they knew how to call to get a breakthrough. And Elder Sarah Franklin, they will put you on your knees and say, son, call on the name of Jesus. Call him until you feel something. And we'll say, Jesus. And they say, say it louder, Jesus. Say it again, Jesus. Say it again, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Somebody ought to feel something. Get you a praise partner and say, neighbor, help me call on the name of Jesus. When you call him, something will break through. How many of you got something that you need to break through? Come on, take the next 20 seconds and throw your head back and act a little undignified for 20 seconds and say, Jesus, Jesus. as the morning star, but I call him. Wave your hand over somebody sitting next to you and pray for them and say, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Restoration, healing. Woo, y'all, I got to get up out of here. I sense in the name of Jesus, somebody is about to get a turnaround blessing right now. What's his name? What's his name? Woo! Y'all gonna make me preach. Y'all gonna make us have church. All right, you've got 60 seconds to give y'all your best. I'm coming out of this. You've got 30 more seconds to do nothing but call him. Bye. Listen, let me cut this short. Three key reasons. I'll just give you the top line. I just give you the top line. You go online and you can get the details. Knowing him is worth more than anything else. When you know him, you don't need to know anybody else. Knowing him will release a special kind of power. Tell your neighbor, it's called resurrection power. Paul says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Resurrection power is, listen to this, is the power to get back up again. Knocked down, but I am not knocked out. Blocked, but I am not stopped. How many of you know you've got the power to get back up again? Third and the final one is knowing him changes us into his image. Ooh, we drop our facade. Ooh, I wish I had time to preach this. Some of you have been walking around with a facade as long as you've been living. But knowing him drops your facade and puts on Christ's image. Ooh. Let this mind be in you, Philippians 2 and 5, that was also in Christ Jesus. The New Living Translation say, have the attitude of Christ Jesus. And when we drop our facade, when it doesn't matter how cool we are, doesn't matter what folk think of us anymore, all we know is that we want to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus, be like Jesus. Oh, how I long to be like Jesus. Meek and holy, humble and lowly. How many of you just want to be like Jesus? Stand to your feet all over this place because I'm about to do something. Here it is. I want to conclude with this. Come on, team. Come on, team. As we prepare to conclude, here is some better news. The good news is that you know the Lord. I'm going somewhere. But look at your neighbor and say, but the better news is that he knows you. And when he knows you, nothing is too hard. Who am I speaking to? That God cannot turn it around. No situation, no condition, no illness is too hard that God cannot turn it around. Listen to the words of Isaiah 43 and 1. But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. But look at this part. I have called you by your name. And if you can't rejoice over anything, you ought to rejoice over these next words. You are. Look at somebody and say, you can't touch what God has blessed. You are mine. Talk about me as much as you please. But if God blesses me, there's nothing you can do. You are mine. It's a good thing to know him. It is an even better thing for him to know you. And the only way you get to know him and he gets to know you is that there has to be some kind of relationship. Reading statistics about him doesn't work. Having a mama and daddy that knows him doesn't excuse you. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I want to do something right now as we prepare to sing this song. Is there anybody under the sound of my voice? This is going to take some holy boldness. All eyes are closed. If you're in the balcony, wherever you are, and you just want a better relationship with God. Pastor Jackson, I just need to know him in a more personal way. Hey man, all I need you to do is be bold, leave your seat, and come and stand at this altar. To those of you that want that right now, just leave. Thank you, young lady. Thank you, young man. Thank you. Others are coming. I go to church, but I'm not sure I know him. My parents know him. Pastor Jackson, I'm not sure I have a relationship with him. That's right, others are coming right now. Others are coming. Tasha Cobb writes this song as you leave your seat and walk down those aisles. Your obedience is better than sacrifice. I see others are coming now. It takes a holy boldness to walk down those aisles and say, here, my Lord, I'm coming right now. That's right. Come on, young man. He's walking down the aisles. Others, you know my name. Throw your hands up and say, you know my name. Oh, how he walks with me. Oh, how he talks with me. And oh, how he tells me that I am his own. Look at somebody and say, he knows my name. No fire can burn me. No battle can turn me. No mountain can stop me. Because, Lord, you hold my hand. And I'm walking in your victory. Because your power is within me. This is for somebody under the sound of my voice. No giant can defeat me. May I say that again? No situation, no circumstance, no problem, no giant can defeat me, because you hold my hand. Come on, right now. Maybe you're praying for somebody who cannot be here, could not be here. Come right now. Maybe you need prayer. Maybe you want to just thank God for something right now. Come on, walk down the aisle, stand at this altar. I would never be ashamed, woo, to tell God, I need you, Lord, right now.
He knows my name. I'm so glad he knows my name. I said, he knows my name. Say, he knows my name. Oh, and oh, how he walks with me. And oh, how
this is personal.
He talks with me.
This has to be personal.
And oh, how he tells me that I am his own.
You know my name. You
speak to us, Lord, right now.
You know my name.
Sing, Janelle, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Tell us.
And oh, how you walk with me. And oh, how you talk with me.
I feel God connecting with somebody right now.
It still amazes me.
It amazes me.
That I am your friend.
I am your friend. Yeah.
You know my name.
You know my name.
I'm so glad that you know.
You know my name.
Yeah.
You know my name.
Yeah. Tell me that.
Oh, how you tell me.
I am.
That I am your own. Can I say that one more time? Oh, how you walk with me.
Oh, how you walk.
Think about just you and God right now.
Talk with me.
In the garden alone with God right now. Just you and God.
Yeah.
Tell me
that I am your own. Anybody glad that the Lord talked to you? Anybody excited that you know that he's walking with you? I'm so glad that you know my name. You call.
Fire! those eyes and lift those hands.
You have been listening to the worship service of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off Interstate 77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We are also streaming live on our website at bwcar.org, on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you missed any of our services or want to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place an order for a CD or DVD of today's sermon titled Grateful to Know Him, please call us at 803-776-1238. Reference sermon number 070526. Again, that telephone number is 803-776-1238. Sermon number 070526. Pastor Daryl Jackson will be conducting special midweek services each Tuesday in July at 7 p.m. as he embarks on a new series, Living a Life of Gratitude. Bring your family and your friends and come expecting a move of God. Make a commitment to join us at Bible Way in July. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by clicking the link on our website at bwcar.org, or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to the number 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please do not mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. We thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.